Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everybody. We begin on Capitol Hill, where in the waning days of the Bush administration, it's safe to say that the branches of government are in the state of a certain amount of competitive tension. But certainly the different branches of government hold each other in the highest of esteem. Here's the tone from Capitol Hill as Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid speaks about President Bush's veto threat.
A veto by the president? Gee whiz, who would be afraid of him? He's got a 29% approval rating. How in the world could anybody be afraid of him vetoing a bill? I can't imagine why anyone would care about that.
Okay, maybe the gloves are off on Capitol Hill. In the waning days of the Bush administration, what is going on? Republicans are distancing themselves from a perceived to be unpopular president. Democrats, it's kind of open season on the president, as you can hear from Senator Harry Reid. We thought we would take a look at what's changing in this kind of pre-election silly season on Capitol Hill. Joining us now is Todd Zwillick from Capitol News Connection. Todd, in the election sort of lead up to November and the end of the congressional session, it really feels like everyone's going in a different direction here.
Yeah, well, Bush is a lame duck president, John. It's nothing new for members of a lame duck president's party to start to distance themselves from the president a little bit. I think what's remarkable in this case is just how unpopular this particular president is. Senator Harry Reid was right taking his gloves off, the former boxer, by the way, taking his gloves off there. He's always got the gloves off, by the way. You should know that. He's right there. It's a 28-29% approval rating, so it's not a surprise that Democrats would be going for the throat, and a lot of Republicans, particularly Republicans who are running for re-election in the Senate, you know, only one-third of them, but Republicans who are running for re-election this time around are distancing themselves from him. There have been
How aggressively are they distancing themselves? I mean, we've seen the Medicare bill just recently, and that's Harry Reid is referring to. But, you know, what is it that distinguishes this amount of distancing?
I think it's the profile of the issues. You mentioned Medicare, which is a big, important issue to a lot of people, of course, seniors. But let's not forget about the AMA, the doctors, one of the most powerful and ubiquitous lobbies in Washington, D.C. On the first Medicare vote a couple of weeks ago, just real quickly, a lot of Republicans didn't vote the way the AMA wanted to. And the AMA let them know it. They went into the states of those people. In some cases, they yanked their campaign money. Very publicly, they ran ads against them, and a lot of Republicans flipped. And what happened just the other day was you saw an override of the president's veto on Medicare. That's one high-profile example. There was the Farm Bill earlier this year, which was a gigantic $380 billion five-year bill filled with subsidies and tax breaks and, you know, farm policy for the whole country. Not a small bill. Republicans abandoned the White House in droves on that bill. And again, a veto with a huge override with Republican support.
Do you think the Bush administration is taking one, taking a sword for the team here on staking out some positions that make it easy for Republicans to campaign against them? Being distant from George W. Bush may be an important campaign position for a lot of these lawmakers.
Yeah, you know, I really do think that, you know, a lot of people around Capitol Hill, when the president vetoed the Medicare bill, which was very popular with the AMA, an important Republican constituency, popular with a lot of Republicans, and it was clear that there was a veto-proof majority that passed this bill before he overrode it. People were saying, God, the president's crazy. Why would he veto this? He knows he's going to lose. I think the president is crazy like a fox.
Right. We'll definitely see how this plays between now and November. We should note that an intelligence bill is going to pass the House today. It's not going to have torture language attached. And on national security issues, the president is seeming to get what he wants from lawmakers. Todd Zwillick from Capitol News Connection, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.